The latest episode of the Next 5 podcast is out now, and it's all about AI and creativity. I speak to Doug Eck, Senior Research Director at Google DeepMind.
Creativity is part and parcel of humanity.
YouTube creator Danny Vidari.
AI can give us humans new ideas.
And Neil Maiden, Professor of Digital Creativity at City University London.
AI creates a lot of opportunities. I think it's a great leveler.
Listen to the full episode of The Next 5 wherever you get your podcasts. Enjoy.
In that it's viewed.
The latest episode of the Next 5 podcast is all about health prevention and vaccines. I speak to Kate Hashey at GSK.
For every dollar invested in improving health, there's an economic return of $2 to $4.
Murray Aitken at IQVIA Institute for Human Data Science.
The benefits of adult vaccination are compelling.
And David Sinclair at the International Longevity Centre.
Preventable conditions amongst those aged 50 to 64 in the UK cost $27 billion a year.
Listen to the full episode of the Next 5 wherever you get your podcasts.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
Is slightly different to the big four high street lenders. They've focused their marketing around giving this image of a sort of local lender, a very clean, old school sort of high street bank that doesn't do any kind of investment banking, yet it still has significant scale. So I think that's why it's attracted investors. Similar kind of reasons to Lloyds itself, which the government is selling large chunks of shares and will do so to retail investors later in this year. It's similar sort of attractions to TSB. So whether it bodes particularly well for the other challenges, it's a little hard to say. I mean, there definitely seems demand for retail banking and consumer and SME banking is back in favour. And that's largely to do with the fact that margins are returning. Loan impairments have fallen significantly. These new banks have these sort of clean balance sheets and unimpaired by lots of the problems that have held back the biggest banks in recent years. So there is demand, but I think investors also want the scale, and you could potentially get that with Santander UK if they come to market potentially next year when they're going to float.